have a shvira parsha. Parsha Samaragli. The shorish of all that tzoros, shorish regolus, eima bachu b'chir shel chinam, b'choy b'chisim b'alayla, we boyche a rie tishabov, shorish of the chorben, from Beis Hamikdash, Golus, very shvera parsha. The more you learn the parsha, Shlach Lecho Anoshim, Ish Echod Lamate Avoisov, Tishol Kol Nosi Bohem, Kulam Anoshim, Thrashi Loshen Chashivus, Oysa Shor Ksherim Hoyu, the Seam of Klal Yisrael. A Mahalach which is Yodua is based on a Zoya. Is the Davka these Nesim knew that they wouldn't be Nesim in Eretz Yisrael. They were the Nesim who knew how to be Mani Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. They weren't going to be the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, they couldn't understand how Klal Yisrael is going to survive in Eretz Yisrael. Not in a physical way, in a spiritual way. In the Midbar, we had Ananiya Kovet, we had Mon, we had Be'er. We're living in a Matzav Lamala Min HaTeva. So Klal Yisrael remained Kshurim LaKodesh Baruch Hu. They're coming to Eretz Yisrael. There'll be fields, there'll be Harisha, there'll be Zriya, a life. How will Klal Yisrael maintain their Madrege? Uvechein, they decided that the Toivas Klal Yisrael, that they shouldn't come into Eretz Yisrael. And they should stay in the Midbar. Which is interesting, Agav. Because that means that they thought we could carry on this matzav forever. The matzav Alanei Akov, today, Tovshin Ayin Zayin, we'd still be in the Midbar, we'd still be with Alanei Akov, with Mon and Be'er. The Vaisa, the embassies, they were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael straight away. They weren't supposed to be 40 years in the Midbar. And because they were 40 years in the Midbar, the Mon did carry on. And the Ananei Akov did carry on. And the Be'er did carry on. So I'm sure he could carry on forever. The God says, Yelamed, for this parasha, a mensch should never take into account his own covet. If you ever make ever a cheshbon that you're making, it's because of your covet. You've got the gears here. You could be completely possible. You could be as oymanira. Al kolponim, whatever the cheshbon. Hare anoshim chashuvim. Ksherim hoyu. Head of the day, the chet ha-meragli, they took away Klal Yisrael's cheshik to come to Eretz Yisrael. They ended up saying divrei kfira, chazaku mimenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gefelach chet. But when the parasha starts, the first Rashi in the parasha, it's very interesting to Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo benisvicha parashas Meragim parashas Miriam." Agav, whenever you see Rashi talks about smichas, then you have to know, you have to ask, what is Rashi's kasha? Because Rashi does not explain every smichas in the Torah. So he only explains where there's an obvious kasha here. There is a pirush from Reb Moshe Vali, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, from the main Talmidim of the Ramchal. He has a pirush on the whole of Tanakh, actually. But in Torah, one of the striking things in his pirush is every single parasha he explains why it's samach to the parasha before. Keseda throughout the whole Torah. But Rashi doesn't do that. So what's his kasha here? Teretz is, but the parasha of Korach came before the parasha of the Meraglim. The Maisa with Miriam, they were in Chatzeres. And Korach was also in Chatzeres. Then they went from Chatzeres to Paran, Midbar Paran, and the Shlichus of the Meraglim was from Midbar Paran. So why does the Torah take the parashas out of the Seder and puts parashas Meraglim now samach to parashas Miriam? Al kopani mazok trashi lefi sheloksa al iske dibo shedibra belchia v'shoyim alolu rov v'leinochu musa. Chet of Miriam was al iske dibo, which was moitzi dibo. She said something, let's call it at the moment Lashon Hara. Could be that Diba is more than Lashon Hara. It could be that Diba is something which Dav cannot true. She was Loksal Iske Diba. Roshoyim Alolu Ro, Velo Nochu Musa. Vice noise, this Rashi, that the Yesod of the whole Chet of the Meragli was Lashon Hara. It's a pella. It was only Lashon Hara. It was kfir. It was weakening Klal Yisrael from their emunah in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, from their bitachon in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He took them away from the rotzen to come to Eretz Yisrael, from the whole tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It was goyim the chum and v'chule. It's only iske diba. Ulochazach, Miriam said avak loshen hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not poshut what exactly the taina of Miriam was. What did she say wrong? Bechlal not poshut. There's a Tosus in Shabbos who says the be'etzim. What was the taina? Because when she said, "Be'etzim," what did she actually say? Batadabe Miriam ve'aron be'moish aladoyso isha kushis asher lokoch ki isha kushis lochoch. Vayoyru harak ach b'moyshe diba Hashem alagam bonu diba. Harak ach b'moyshe diba Hashem alagam bonu diba. They didn't know the Moshe Rabbeinu was a different madrega of nevuah. It was very schwer if you say that. Harei, that's one of the yisoidus oimun. But if a person's not ma'amin that Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega was completely different, then number one, Zeilech Eilik Loilam Abba is koyfer in the vuh of Moshe. Number two, if you don't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Nevuah is completely different, then you've taken away the whole Chashivas of Torah. What was the Chashivas of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah? Was all the Nevi'im were misnabim with Koyin Dibei Hashem. Koyin Nohum Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu also said Koyin Dibei Hashem. Yeser Aleihem was Moshe Rabbeinu was misnabim Zed Var Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu's godless was that he heard exactly the Dvar Hashem, and it wasn't Koy, it wasn't Pe'erech, it wasn't even, it's much more, it's a very big sugya, not our sugya today, a completely different level of Nevuah Be'etzim. Ad Kedei Kach, the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah isn't really Nevuah, we just don't have a term for it, so we borrow this term and we call it Nevuah. Of the Chashivas of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, it was completely giving over to us the Dvar Hashem. And if you don't have that, then you've taken away the Chashivas of Torah, you've made everything into Nevi'im or Ksuvim. You have it, the Torah is a direct tzivui to us from Hashem Yisparach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ukshaltom la'ois al yodecho v'hoyu utoitefois bein inecho. There's no Moshe Rabbeinu, he's just a pipeline to tell us the Dvar Hashem. Ze Dvar Hashem. And if you say that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't that level of Nevius, he was the same as other Nevi'im, you don't have the direct Sivuoy of Hashem. If you want to say it in the terms in which we learn, you've taken away all the deraisas and you've made them dire kabbalah. There's no longer deraisas. It's only deraisa because Moshe Rabbeinu is Zed Dvar Hashem. So it's Kenneth Schneid that that's what she meant. It can't be that that's what she was saying. So Tosu says that she knew the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. She wasn't koyfer the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shaila was, why was he Purish mi Ishtay? They also knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to be Purish mi Ishtay. Ato amoydi modi, after Ma'avad Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So Tosfos, she thought that Be'etzem, it came from really Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be on that Madrega. U'b'derash Adam Roitzel Alech Espoi Molichi Lo Yisoy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him you can stay on that Madrega, but it wasn't really a Madrega Ru'uya. So get exactly clear what was the Taina of Miriam. Epis, some type of dakastika taina. The Moshe Rabbeinu was not legamrei me'achuz bottled to Hashem Yisborach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah tells us before, Voish Moshe onof me'oid mikol adam eshel pnei adama. Tradish can copy Kiddush Dine that Moshe Rabbeinu had his own desires and his own rotzen to go to a Madrega which wasn't Emes Lamitoi 1000%. Moshe Rabbeinu was on of Ma'oid. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Shivuno Dvorai, V'yedviachem Hashem B'mara Eilo V'svadi B'chalom Adavim B'y Lochein Avdi Moshe B'chol Beisi Ne'emon Hu. What were they supposed to, the Meraglim supposed to learn from that? Rashi says, it's from Chazal, the Meraglim should have seen from what happened to Miriam, it should have been oimid against their chet. That should have stopped them doing the chet. Well, they had cheshbonus, like we said before. They came to Eretz Yisrael, they had cheshbonus, Klal Yisrael, Madrega. That was the chet. And what were these? And bottle all our cheshbonos. You see, Miriam got saras. Miriam got saras. That abag lashon hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Dalet, is medayik that in Eicha you see something very interesting. There are three alpha bases in Eicha. The first perik and perik base and perik dalet goes to be the aleph base. The first perik, the aleph base is Keseder. But the second perik, the fourth perik, the Oz Pei comes before Ayin. Potzu ole alecho piem. Omer Rova, Omer Reb Yochanan, Bishvil ma hikdim Pei la'ayin. Why did Yimio was backed in the posik with a Pei before the Ayin? Shaloi Kesidron. Zochte Bishvil amaraglim. Because of the Meraglim. The Merav is here, the whole chet of the Meraglim, they were makdim, their peh, la'ayin. That's the Hezbad for it. Is there a Maral here? Also, that's a Kisor. So, tifa in yonim. Very shvere in yonim. But alpi, the shitri is havone. Alpi mashuhu that he says. Evshame ken zong, this is stomach not the maral, but lein yoneinu. Be'etzim. I mentioned the Koach HaDibur. On the Mishnah in Ovis, Perek Aleph, Lematzosi leguf toiv mishtika. There the Maral says that there's two types of Dibur. There is Dibur, which is what Dibur is meant to be, a bitui, an expression of a person's seichel. A mensch has a gewaltig koyach hamachshove, gewaltig koyach of havona. He can't give out his machshoves. Machshoves are in the head. Comes a koyach hadibur. The koyach hadibur enables a person to give over his machshoves. Person mechadesh a pshat in a sugya. Gvaltiga havona in a sugya. Nobody else can be nedir from that. The koyach hadibur is able to take out that machshava and give it over to other people. That's what the dibur, that's what a mensch is supposed to be. But it stayed. In Pasuk by Brias Ha'odom, Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim, Vayhi Ha'odom LeNefesh Chayim. The Eibishter came and blew into the mensch a Nishmas Chayim, a Chelik Elokam Imal, the Loshon of Chazal, Mad Nofach, Midilei Nofach, Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu resuscitated this Guf Ha'odom, blowing into him Be'atzmoy Kiviyochel. A heilige, heilige neshame, and then he became a nefesh chaya. So the targum, the famous targum, he became a ruach memalalo, a ruach hamedabe. Rashi says, "What's the nefesh chaya? What's the big deal that the Adam became a nefesh chaya? Find that loshen by the fish. We find that loshen by the behemoths were nefesh chaya. Totsi haaretz nefesh chaya." What's the big deal that the other was a nefesh chaya? He parnapov nishmas chayim. Hayom is nefesh chaya. No, the baby's also nefesh chaya. Dr. Rashi, no, he's chaya shebekulam. The chiyus of the other is much more. Shenisvasef boy deo v'dibur. day of Edima is what makes the Mensch so special. What is the day of Edibur? Day of Edibur. The Dibur for the Mensch is a Totsah, it's meant to be a Totsah of his Heilige Nefesh, the Heilige Nishmas Chayim, his Heilige Machshavas. He has his Deya, and then his Dibur comes and gives out his Deya, and that's the Chiddush Gadol, Ruach Mamalala, the Koyach HaDibur from the Adam. That the Adam can give out and communicate his Heilige Machshavas that he has. His Seichel, his Deo, he give his thing. So the Maral, but there's another Sug Dibur. There's a Dibur which doesn't come from the Seichel. There's a Dibur which a mensch plapples away, and there's no Seichel Bichlau. He's not communicating any type of Seichel, he's just plappling away. And that doesn't come from the Heiligen Nishmas Chaim. That comes from much lower. And I'll say the Tanna says, Lein Matzasi Leguf Toiv El Ashtike. Dibur, which comes from the Guf, the best thing is Shtike. It's good for a mensch to be Shoisik, for a Talmid Chochem, who's saying out Torah, who's giving us Yediyas, Seichel at Torah. Teaching us Hashkofes HaTorah is good for Shtike, Chas V'Shalom. Of course it's not good Shtike. That's Sug Dibur, Chas V'Shalom. But the Guf Dibur, the Plapelarai Dibur, the Narishkeit Dibur, Al Zezok the Tana LeMotzosi LeGuf Toive LaShtike, that's better than the Adam should be Shoisek. And if he's Shoisek from that Dibur, then the Dibur from the Seichel has a bigger chance of that's what his Dibur is going to be. That's why Lichoira, the Pshat is that the Moitzi, the Metzoira, who speaks Lashon Hara, the beginning of his Tikkun is to bring two birds. Rashi says because the birds are Fapea the whole time, birds chirp away. So what are you teaching him? What is your Dibur? Like the birds? That's where Lashon Hara comes from. Narish a Dibur. So the Gemara here. The Be'etzim, what's supposed to come first? The Ayin. And then the Peh. The Ayin is how we see a Metzius. The Ayin is we look and we see what's going on. And Al Pi Zeh, if we connect correctly to the Metzius, if we see in the Welt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we see what's real in the world, if we see what's real in the world, then we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And Al Pizeh should come the Peh, should come the Dibur. But the Meraglim, before they went, they decided, we can't let Klal Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael. So they decided before they went what they're going to say. The Peh came before the Ayin. They saw Eretz Ocheres as Yoshveh. They saw people dying everywhere. And what did they say? Oh, you can't live there. They saw fruit, a gigantic fruit. They said it's only a place for giants, Anshei Midois. If the pear comes before the Ayin, there is an Ayin. The pear comes before the Ayin, then you decide the facts are be what you want to say. So you misinterpret everything that you saw. Yeah, you see, but you see all completely wrong. What should they have seen? They should have seen that it's a mokum, like Yeshua and Kalev said. A mokum, which is Zavas Cholav Udvash. The Shefa in Eretz Yisrael is so great. You kibat don't have to do any ishtadlus. You can combine Olam Azeh with Olam Abba. You can sit and learn and steig, and the Rebbeinu Shem sent such a shefa. It's a place she'eme Hashem lekech abo mereshis hashana ad achris hashana the meridik hashgoche here. Look, everywhere we went, with 12 people walking along, they weren't such small people either. Interesante Baraglim. He said 12 people, Beresh Galei, walking around. We know they were dressed like Yin. We know they looked like Yin. We know they spoke like Yin. No shit is Malbushot. They didn't disguise themselves as Kananim. They didn't learn Kananish. Like the Shin Bet has people that disguise themselves as the Arabs and get high up in the terrorist organizations and all this, and then secretly they sent back information. There was once a famous spy for the Medina who became the defense minister of Syria, Eli Cohen, Shem Yimkon Domo, famous Baiser. They say the driver of Yasser Arafat was an Israeli working for the Shin Bet. Well, they probably say that Yasser Arafat was also an Israeli. There are people that have all these theories of everything is one big conniving zach, and everything's this and that and the other. Gay face of Al Kolponim. They didn't do that. Pele. The Eivishter made them everywhere they went. Another Leviah, some big guy dies, and they're all busy with the Leviah, so they didn't notice them. That's Meridikash Gochen. It's a place, Eile Hashem Elekecho, Bo Mereshu Sashana, Dachri Sashana. That's what we saw. And what is the Braglin Taina? Eretz Ocheles Yoshua. Why? Because it all depends. Does the pair come before the iron, or the iron come before the pair? Is your dibur real, or your dibur is one big nourishkeit? Are you seeing the real metzias, or you're deciding I'll be your pair, your nourishkeit, your plapalerai, and that's machria and changes how you see things and everything? It's a pachat. This parasha is a pachat. Mitzad the limud, the etzim from these tzaddikim. Bifrat today. In our world, we live in a world of peh. We live in a world of media. We live in a world where the busy yom of alayla plappling away with all the narishkeit, all the shittas and deyas, which all these different news medias and all the today you don't even have to have news media. They have all this social network. Every idiot gets on the puts his shittas and narishkeit online and says over his days and writes up his days. Amol, at least if a person wanted to say a days, he wrote to a newspaper and there was somebody who decided whether to publish it or not. Today there's nobody. Any tongue, I'm Oritz Deraisa with other degrees, he's an Am Oritz. Puts his shittas there. The people are mushpa. I don't know if we live in the world of peh lifnei ha'ayin. We live in a world of peh and finish, gending. There's no ayin, not before, not after. Ala deis, ala shitas. The pasuk states the end of the parasha, and we say this every day to ourselves. Asula em tzitzis, kamfei vigdeim with the roisa. Nosa tzitzis, akonach psil tcheiles. Why are you lachim the tzitzis? to make tzitzis. The tzitzis is supposed to remind us of something. Reisem oiso. Tzitzis Mitzrayim. The mitzvah is for the Welt. Tcheles doim le yam. Yam doim le rakia. Rakia doim le kisei hakavod. You're looking at the world. You see a yam. What do you see? Are you seeing correctly? Are you seeing the reality? What are you seeing when you look at the yam? To see. You see something. So it's to tell us to see the world in the correct way. Rashi, the end of the parasha, says it's all maramis to the stages in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Reisev oisai. Uzchartim is called mitzvah Hashem. Asisev oisai. The same lashon as the meraglim we're told was sent the yasuru eseretz kanan. Yasuru is the shorish of the English word tour. It's the same word. So Dr. Ashi, Lois Asur Achrei Nevavchem, Yachrei Nechem, Halev Einayim Heimeraglim Leguf, Umesalsim Lois Haaveiros, Ha'ayin Roye, Valev Choymeid, Vaguf Oysim Is Haaveiros. Tzitzis comes to prevent that mahalach. Comes to prevent that what? Ha'ayin roye, v'alev choymeit, v'aguf oisim. Why, I don't understand. Shein in posuk, lo yisasur achrei levavchem, v'achrei neichem. The Rashi says the mahalach is, ha'ayin roye, v'alev choymeit. It should be lo yisasur achrei neichem, v'achrei levavchem. Teretz is, Amen sees what he wants to see. If the lave is messed up, if the lave isn't looking properly, then the eye won't see properly. And Amen will see what he wants to see. And that was the miracle. If you marked him the pela ayin, you can't trust the ayin bichla. The gun, as I told you, says it's all the shorish asheroshim was in their own midas hagaiva, their own midas hakovid, that was what was matter them. They're covered, and then that was why they couldn't see straight. Oh, but that was machir. The pair comes before the eye. The imkol's there. Rashi goes weiter. Shlach lecho ledaitcho. Ani yedi mitzave lecho. Im tirtze shlach. Bevishebo yisor v'omru nishlecho adoshim lefaneinu. Kama shenema v'tikru od eilai kulchen. Moi shenim lach b'shchine. Klal Yisrael came and said they wanted to say Baraka. Whatever the reason is why that shlichus was wrong, it's a noch ha-shlich. Noch ha-sugya. Oma they came. Moshe Rabbeinu was nimlach b'shchina. Omar, and Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him, "Ani amarti lehem shehi toiva. Shneema el eschem einim me'oni Mitzrayim l'eretz toiva." I told the Eretz Yisrael is toiva. But they come in clearing shilas. Chayeim shani noiselem mokem litois b'divrei maragdim. The man lo yirashua. Why Moshe Rabbeinu was nimlach b'shchina, and why HaKadosh Baruch allowed him to send the meraglim? It's a very interesting sugya, but not a sugya. It's also not our sugya. Look at Rashi over there in Dvorim. Marab is to the answer. Habakob, not a sugya. But what do you see here? Pachad Chodim. They come You want to say Meraglim? The Rebbe Shem says, I'm going to give them a Mokim Litois. A Mokim Litois doesn't mean they're not going to get it. They got Mokim Litois. They're going to come back 10 tzaddikim who are all in the seam of their Shvatim, and they're going to say one thing. And 2 tzaddikim are going to say Faket. As an interesting Orachayim HaKadosh. Only a Ben Torah can understand this Orachayim. The Rechayim HaKadosh says, Haloch is Trekameh in Eidus. So the Maisa, the fact that there were 10 on this side and 2 on that side, is Trey or Trey. If it's Trey or Trey, you can't believe either of the Eidus. So go back to your Chazoka. The Rebbe Shlomo says, it's Toiva. Only a Ben Torah can understand what's that mean. There were 10 people saying forget. Yeah, but there are 2 here. This is Eidus, this is Eidus. It's Trey or Trey. That's what it is. Trekameh. There are 100 on this side and 10 here. Well, there are only 2. No, Trey Kameh. Trey or Trey. Aval Koponim. There's a Mokim Litos. Pachad, what do you learn from this? If a mensch is looking for the MS, the Eibush doesn't give a Mokim Litos. Ali Omrati Neim Shu Toiva. The Rebbeinu is Megale the MS. It's time, Gendikt. What do you need Semiraglim for? And you're not even Toiva. What are you sending Miraglim? You're not listening to Torah. You're not listening to Das Torah. You have your own ideas. I'll give you a Mokim Litos and finish. In a Mokim Litos, you could do Tshuva still, but it's much schwerer. You find the same you saw it by Bilam. Bilam comes and asks the Eibishter, should he do the shlichus for Balak? And the Eibishter tells him, claw. Lois seilich imoim, lois savarech, lois sa'ar, lois savarech. Again, no. Don't need you, don't need your brachas, don't need you, lo mi duvsech, lo mi uksech. No, you can't go. Bilam, he wants to go. Comes back and tells them, he didn't give me rishus to go with such people like you. Has to be much more choshev than that. Shlichus achil Hashem. Yes, I'm send second rate. Sorry, look, they understood. They come back to Balak, and Balak says, "Perhaps a choshev shlichus." Comes back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bilam, and the Eibishter says, "Imri koy lecho." What happened? But there shall them right sell a leches by my lichi noisoy. Oh, but you should know the soifchas ne avedi mine. And then it gets even worse. The Asan gives him his simonim and he pushes weiter. And then the Malach comes and the Malach throws a claw. And then the Malach says, go. So you put him in my... But there's another right to the leches by Malach and I say. And Bilam will tell you, I'm going, I have a heter. A heter, not from some rabbi. Some anonymous rabbi. But I have a heter, not from the God Lador. I have a heter from, not in the Malach. I have a heter from the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself. I have a heter. And the ganze heter is, but there are shadim roots and alechas by Malach and Isaac. I, Amokim Litois. The Rebbeinu Shlomo told him the truth. The first time when he came, the Eibishter said, claw. Very clearly, there's no sfeikus what the Eibishter said. You don't want to listen. You're not interested in looking for the MS. You're deciding what should be. Shem beder shalom roitzel aleches by malichin oisai gay, and you finish off with them. And you're about to name shutoiva. You're not interested. Is chayim ani hosin in mokim litos. It's a pachad, this Rashi. All these Rashi, it's a pachad. But people are deciding all sorts of decisions. Is the pair coming for the ayin or the ayin coming for the pair? Are you looking be'emes? Or you have your decisions beforehand and you're seeing a mokem litois and it's all one big darishkeit. And you think and you tie it and you bring your rias and you bring your this, you bring your that. Gosh. It's one big mokem litois. I wonder if the number of the, there are many, many batlonim, let's put it like that, who go schnorring in chutzlars, knocking on the doors of gvirim, achlosses kala, this, that, the other. People schnorring here too. If you make a cheshbon, if you want a good parnasa, then that is a very good income. Make a cheshbon. Here's a mock of litois, because if anybody's listening to this, they'll say, oh, the mashgiach is encouraging people to become schnorrers. Of a lemaisa, if you make a cheshbon, and you go to a good shtibel, where there's minyanim from nates till Mincha Gedoyla, and from Mincha Gedoyla the whole afternoon, and Myrims go till 2 in the morning. You make a cheshbon, if you schnorr at these places, you don't have to walk around too much, there's not too much effort. How much does the average Nesina in a minion? You got the whole day to work. You want to sit and learn a bit? Look, 5 minutes between minion and minion, you can say a kapitel tilim, or chazar over the parsha, or whatever you want. How much money can you make? If you make a cheshbon, Rabbi Yisai, you'd be surprised how much money you can make. Much more than most people earn in this country. If you make a cheshbon, the people who knock on the doors, the nesina is higher. The average nesina, mistome in a shtibel, is probably, I would assume, is a shekel. But not everybody gives, fashteitzach. Well, then you get the American tzmimi, who think that, oh, this guy's a big nitzra, they give him 10 shekel, 20 shekel, or they take him outside and they tell him what a big nitzra is, he gives him 100 shekel, 200 shekel. The people that knock on doors, the average nesina is from stomach higher, 2 shekel, 3 shekel. There it's Yisrael, but there you have binyanim, the deers are very close to each other. We used to live in a binyan. There were 2 deers at every floor. We used to have mamash yom of a laila, people knocking on the doors. We used to hear them. They knocked on both doors at the same time. Whoever opens first, you know, then you get your money. The other one gets your money. Go upstairs. The next one. How long does it take? How much do you earn in an hour? Good. Yeah, you have to walk more than if you're in a shtibel. So you have to decide. You know, a bit more effort, a bit more ishtadlis, you get a bit more panasa. And then they go, some of these chevra go to chutz laretz. And then, mi yodav is not a mokem litois. The avish that creates a mokem litois. Here's the balabos, there's people knocking on his door from Yushalayim and from this and that and the other. And one day his son says he wants to go to Kolel. Kolel. You're not learning Kolel. Kolel means knocking on the doors. You're going to become one of these schnorrers, knocking on doors, going to chutzlaretz. I'm not allowing you to stay in Kolel. What does he know about Kolel? He thinks Kolel are these guys. These guys are Kolel. What's up with the Tzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzit I was hamakim litois. You want the emes? Or you're deciding the periphery, the eye? What's the real world? How many people tell you, young man, you have to be part of the real world. You can go to camp for 2 years, we call it yeshiva. But then you've got to come back to the real world. What's the real world? The ayin lifnei the peh or the peh lifnei the ayin? The Meraglim's world was the real world, or the world of Yeshua ben Kalev? Bilam's world was the real world. It's a pachad. People listen kaseda to the news media and this, and they're mushpa from this darishkeit, that darishkeit, this darishkeit. Part of the biggest darishkeit you have today is the president says that it's all darishkeit. These guns of drosh is about fake news. From the rest of fakers, the fake news guy. It's all one big blufferai, one big narishkeit, that whole world. One big pair. A veg has to realize what a nisayon we are in Olam Hazeh. Once I heard a whole rumor about my Rebbe's friend of Brock. But Reb Shlomo, that's a nourishing rumor. But a nourish guy, he bought some big mansion and he was going to move to some big Vir's mansion. So he came to Eretz Yisrael and I happened to mention to him the Welt saying this rumor about him. That was only one of the rumors, there were a lot of rumors. See, he said to me, Reb Chatzkel said, his Rebbe, Chatzkel Levenstein, Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, he said, Mashgiach said, he called him the Mashgiach. Reb Chatzkel said, Olam Hazeh is Alma de Shikra. What you hear in this world is Sheker. Olam Haba is Alma de Kshoy, it is Olam Ha'emes. In this world, Shkorim. You mustn't believe what you hear in this world. The chazoka, what you hear in this world, stam, is alma de shikra. It's a world of peh. But the mevakesh is our emes. Can find the emes. The mevakesh is our emes puts the eye in first. And make sure that his lev is not deciding what the eye in. Lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem. But the ayin comes first. And the ayin looks for the emes. And the emes is here. If a person wants to find the emes, ani amarti lem shu toivo, the emes is here. If you look, and you look be'emes, sincerely, even in this world you can find the emes. That's dibur, that's the Adam, the Ruach Memalelo, day of a dibur, that's the dibur, the Gvaltige Koyach HaDibur, which a mensch is blessed with. That his dibur should be a toitzar of his ayin, the dibur, dibur should be a dibur of what's the real mitzis, what's true, what's emes. That he's looking for what's emes. Mi yodea, if there's not the pshat in the mizmor, which we say, so on Shabbos, Shadoi says, Taibel if Avimelech vayosheu vayelach, but David Amelech is metaye, the ashgochen she had, a gmaltige gilui of Hashem Yisborach. You want to come, you should come to real Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, it's not Yira Me Hashem, Yiras Hashem is Yiras HaRoimim, is feeling the presence of Hashem. You see the Ashgoch of Hashem, that you could come to Yiras Hashem, feel that you're Oymed Lifnei Hashem. Kviri Vashu V'Reivim Dorshe Hashem L'Yachzeru Chol Toiv. L'chu Banim Shimuli. Yiras Hashem Alamedchem. Then I'll teach you how to get Yiras Hashem. It's a strange thing. Mi oyi shechofitz chayim. Oyiv yomim lirois toiv. Since you hear us, Hashem, and then you start telling me, "Mi yoi shechov Yitzchayim, what's it nogea?" Then you tell me, "Yiras Hashem is lashon hara." No, lashon hara is a gefelach avera. There are a lot of other averas. Why doesn't he say, "Yiras Hashem al avetchem"? Be shoy mi yoinai. Be shoy me. Don't eat treif. What is the person that's all showing chomer? Teretz is. You want to see Hashem in the Bria? Mi ha'ish shechavitz chayim. You want yiras Hashem? Are you oiv yamin liros toiv? Are you looking for toiv in the Bria? You're looking for the metzias of the Bria. What's good in the Bria? Then the tzar l'shoyin chomer ra. Ra is not toiv. Ra is not what's the real metzias. Make sure that your pair goes after the ayin and not you're looking for all the chisroinus in the bria, all the ra in the bria. So sech midabe mirma. Look for the emes, not mirma. Sumeira. Go away from the ra in the bria. The ra is all the chisroin in the bria. I say toiv, bakei shalom v'ratfeyu. If you look like that, if you're looking for the toiv in the bria, you'll find Hashem in the bria. You see Hashem in the bria, then you have yiras Hashem. You'll feel you're with Hashem Yisparach. You invent narish zachen per lifnei ha'ayin. The levaisa with no shaychus to the real metzias. Eretz Yisrael is the most real place in the world. It's the place where you can get closest to Hashem Yisparach. Eine Hashem Yisparach, Eine Hashem Elokecha, Bo Bereshis Hashana Ad Achris Hashana. But what do you see in Eretz Yisrael? Do you see the Toiv of Eretz Yisrael? Do you see Hashem Yisparach in Eretz Yisrael? Or do you see the Mokem Litois? They looked for the wrong things, and they found the wrong things, and they saw the wrong things, and they said over the wrong things. Atem bechisem bechir shel chinam. You shaychus, you're making yourself shaychus to narishkeit, to something which doesn't exist. You can't have Eretz Yisrael. That door didn't have Eretz Yisrael, and because of that chet, we today are still suffering. We, Baruch Hashem, have a medikas chus. We're here at Eretz Yisrael. If we use Eretz Yisrael properly, if we look at Eretz Yisrael properly, if you look at Eretz Yisrael to see the two of Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, the Einei Hashem lekech in Eretz Yisrael, there's Hashem. Maybe we will be able to be zoiche to see the tikkun of the chet ha'maragim.